Welcome to another night of meditation in Rolleystone. Good to see you. Haven't seen you for a while. And it's always nice to just be able to detach. I was just focusing on that word today when I was meditating. Just being able to give yourself some time of the day to detach from all your responsibilities that you have in this world. Yeah. Because, you know, at the moment at Kusala, we're actually quite busy. We're finishing off the granny flat, finally. And then we have the river care project to continue on with. And that's like the removal of weeds and also the jack pepper trees that kind of has grown along the river. So that's a huge job that we're undertaking, and also the replanting afterwards, which entails like building a fence and all that kind of stuff. So, and at the same time, we do have like a timeline to get those things done. So at the moment, it's kind of busy there for such a small community. Yeah, there's only myself, JR, Bodhi, and another monk, just four of us. And we do spend a lot of time and just physically working. But on my part, I spend a lot of time planning things as well. So my mind also goes out to the planning. Oh, I've got to plan, you know, what to do next and how to do it and things that I need and all those sorts of things. So the mind can kind of become stressed out in a sense. Yeah. We all know what that is. Just being stressed out. We have our own ways of stressing out. Yeah. Like each and every one of us has our own kind of way of thinking about the world, understanding the world, and our own kind of thoughts that go on in it. And sometimes our thoughts are helpful, sometimes they're not. But I think when it comes to being able to meditate, we can learn how to detach from our thinking mind just for a little while. Yeah. It's and it means not like setting really high goals when you're meditating. Some of us, you know, we come in with the idea that we have to set goals, that our minds have to be super clear or super quiet while we meditate. And that's not, you know, that's a nice thing to achieve if you can achieve it. But a lot of us will probably not get there. So we can kind of use the meditation as a tool to kind of like have a feeling or just an experience that we are detaching from these things slowly and a little bit at a time. Yeah. And I think it's just a wonderful little gift that we can give oneself, is this act of meditation. Yeah. It's like, sometimes I understand that people don't really have much time when it comes to meditation. And the only time they have time to meditate is actually when they come here. Which is fair enough, you know, you guys, I'm not judging, you guys have your busy lives and stuff like that. But then, just reflect. And think about the benefits you're getting from just being able to detach for 30 minutes. Yeah. It's just like, you know, it's a relief. It's nice to have that relief for about 30 minutes. Yeah. And you can start to see the benefits from being able to meditate for 30 minutes a day. And you can just start to see why we do it, or why we meditate as human beings. Yeah, we can see and why we do it, and we have a reason why we can add it into our lives. Yeah, so when we're meditating, there's a lot of different ways to approach the meditation practice, and one of the ingredients that we can kind of focus on when we're meditating is this idea of not creating any struggle within our meditation practice. Yeah, you know, the struggle that comes from trying too hard. You know, well, we're trying to watch the breath, or we're trying to be mindful, and you know, that struggle is kind of equates to like stress, or in Buddhist terms we call it suffering. Yeah. So when we meditate, we're trying to avoid as much suffering as possible. Suffering that we may inflict on ourselves through trying too hard. Like I said, trying to watch the breath, trying to be in the present moment. But instead, we have like an attitude of just being gentle, being at ease, like easing the mind into the present moment, or easing the mind onto the breath. So that could be like our whole theme when we're meditating, is to try to meditate without any struggle. Because I remember as a young monk, because when you first join a monastery, you go in there as a layperson and you're super enthusiastic, and life is perfect for a meditator. So you spend many, many hours of the day meditating. Yeah, you may work a few hours a week. You do your chores in the morning, but the whole afternoon and the whole evening and the early morning, you have all this time to meditate. And because you put yourself in that situation, you're super enthusiastic, you put a lot of time into it. And through that time, you start to understand that you go through times where you're struggling and where there's, suffering when you're meditating. And where does it come from? It comes from the fact of how we're doing the meditation creates this struggle, creates this suffering. So I remember when Ajahn Brahm was teaching on the weekend, and he was doing an interpretation of the Buddhist teachings, and the Buddha would say that this is the path without any groaning. without any groaning in pain, or groaning in suffering, or groaning in unhappiness. And that was like kind of a moment of like insight for me, to kind of teach me what a way of meditating. Yes. Because if you meditate a lot, you start to understand what you're feeling and what you're experiencing in your meditation. And sometimes you're going through that struggle, or you're trying really hard, and you kind of feel that it's not going in the right direction. And then when you hear a teaching from a teacher who has been meditating for a long, long time, who has been through all the different stages, all the types of sufferings, experienced it all, and he tells you that this is the path without any groaning. So this is kind of lets you know, like, the kind of mood or the kind of attitude that one can take into the meditation practice that will help it grow. And grow and grow and grow. Because that's what it is. It's like meditation is like a path of growth. Like, if you were to build a house, like, it's built by, you know, one laid brick at a time. And it's just a brick, you know, and you just lay it, and you lay it, and you lay it, and you lay it. And after you lay 2,000 bricks, you have a house. And it's the same with the meditation practice. It's a practice of growth. And all you basically are doing is you want to create this like house of peace or a bit of freedom in the mind. And what you do is you just lay in moments of just being in the present moment, just one moment, and then another moment of just feeling calm and feeling relaxed. And then you add in another moment of whatever your meditation object is. It may be watching the breath. You watch the breath go in and out. And you do this all with a sense of ease. And then you're just adding these moments on and on and on and on until you build, like, in a sense, a house of peace or a house of freedom or a house of whatever you are kind of searching for coming to this place. So, yeah. So that's sort of like how the meditation works in a sense. You all heard it before. And yeah, and sometimes we want to like have a certain teaching or something just to get over that hump that we're kind of struggling with, or there's some sort of problem in the mind. And yeah, sometimes like the mind isn't very clear and there's no real like clear answer for, you know, the difficulties that we may be going through. And sometimes we may feel stuck and it's like the mind's not shifting, it's not moving. And you know, if you find yourself like in that kind of situation, you can always tell yourself that things are never permanent. Yeah, they never stay the same. They are always changing. Yeah. Have you ever tried to be sad for 10 years? That's impossible to happen. Have you tried to be happy for 3 days? Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of people try. But you can't stay happy for 3 days. So, you know, the mind doesn't really keep or a mind state. Or, you know, so whatever problem that you may be experiencing, you can always understand that it will pass eventually. So when we're sitting in meditation, sometimes that's a good teaching to kind of have in the background when we're kind of stuck and we just have this particular thought and it's not really moving, or we're having this kind of emotion, or we're kind of troubled by something today and we're trying to tell ourselves, don't think about it, try to let it go, but that's not working. Nothing is really working. So then we just leave it alone and kind of have the idea in the back of our minds that these things, they do not last forever. Eventually they'll disappear. Yeah. And usually what happens is when they disappear, because we have been meditating with attitudes of being calm, or, you know, meditating without struggle, or we've developed those kind of mind states, you could say good mind states. So when the rough times eventually disappears, because we're developing those attitudes of non-struggle, the attitudes of like being calm, what remains is the non-struggle. What remains is the calm. And that's the experience that you experience. The storm has passed and now I'm calm. I'm peaceful. So that's like the thing that happens with the meditation practice. That's why, you know, my teacher always teach, like, make peace, be kind, be gentle to everything. Because you're adding in that kind of, we like to call it like intention or karma. You're adding that in. You're making those kind of mind states. You're adding the ingredients for those mind states to arise. And if you're patient enough, if you added in the causes, these things will arise eventually. Yeah. You understand that?
That's very awesome.
Okay, cool. All good? Okay, so we will sit for half an hour. We'll do a guided meditation. And yeah, I'll just guide you a little bit. We all have our own little methods or ways of how we like to meditate. And we'll just, it's like your meditation time. Just see it as your meditation time. Yeah. No husband, no wife, no dishes, no rubbish to take out. No monk to listen to. You can shut up now. We just close our eyes and just be at peace with everything around us. What's being at peace? It's basically having a mind that's not complaining. A mind that doesn't complain, but a mind that's okay, just okay with whatever's happening now. I mean, it's only a very little teaching, but it's quite wise. Just to look at things in this way, where things are okay. It's okay that the fan is making a sound. It's okay that the seats are hard. It's okay that you're feeling sleepy. It's okay. Everything is okay. And we're just sitting here in that okayness. And we're just allowing our minds to just go in whichever direction it wants to go. But because we are okay with things, the okayness will eventually shine forward and lead to a calming mind. A mind which feels at ease in this moment. And we're just realizing that we're giving ourselves moments of detachment to the responsibilities of our own lives. And we can just see that it does have a cooling, a relaxing effect on our minds. And we're just allowing ourselves to get accustomed to the room, to the sounds, to our posture. And once we're used to these things, we can start to relax. And just relax and just go into that place in our minds where we feel comfortable, where we feel safe, where we feel at ease. And we just allow the mind to just hang out here and develop itself. Just building moments of peace, building moments of non-struggle, building moments of having a sense of ease, and just allowing these things to just grow. You don't need to make them grow. They just grow. And you're not forcing the mind, you're not struggling with it, you're just being aware of this present moment. Just being aware of the here and now, just learning the qualities of the present moment. Learning that in the present moment, we just have a lot of spaciousness. In the present moment, there's just nothing going on. In the present moment, it's a place where we can go to detach from our responsibilities. It's just a nice thing to think about, how meditation gives you that opportunity to detach from your responsibilities. And all we're doing is we're just being mindful. Mindful of the present moment. Any comments, questions? No one wants to ask.
It's all very easy sitting here with a group when I go to do a by myself at home.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there for a while and something comes into my mind. Should be doing this, so I should be doing that. Suggestions?
Yeah, I think sometimes we need a little bit of discipline. Yeah, yeah. I kind of have that problem as well. I think quite a few people have that problem too. It's when you're meditating alone and then you just get distracted by your own thoughts, and before you know it, you're not sitting down anymore. You're going and doing stuff. So, sometimes we just need a little bit of discipline, and just tell ourselves that we're going to sit X amount of time, and no matter what happens in our minds, we'll just sit through it. Yeah. And it also really depends on our nature as well. Yeah, because one of the monks that I know, he's got a very like scheduled nature, so he would work out what he's going to do throughout his day. So he'll have a slot where he would sit meditation, and he would just, no matter what happens, no matter what he's thinking, he'll sit that slot every day when he has a chance. So for him, that's like a skillful means to be able to not follow one's like restlessness or one's thinking mind. Yeah. And then sometimes, you know, we just need to kind of talk to ourselves when we're meditating, and we kind of say things like, oh, maybe we can just leave this task alone, and we'll sit with the meditation, and then once we're done, then we can go do this task. And also, the one thing that I notice is that sometimes you may be thinking about something and you want to get off of your seat, but you just sit with it for like 5 minutes, and then within 5 minutes that thought may have disappeared. And once it's disappeared, you don't want to get up anymore to do anything. Yeah. There's also like other like factors that play a part of one's restlessness when one is meditating, and one of it is the happiness or the amount of peace one is getting in one's meditation. It's a known fact that if your meditation is going well, then you can sit without any troubles for a long, long time. Yeah, and especially when your meditation is like getting into a groove, it's going well. You can shut your eyes and then open them, and you know, an hour and a half has gone by. Yeah. And that's just the nature of the mind, just calming down and finding happiness in one's meditation through, you know, the length of time that you've been meditating. If you're on the weekend retreat, usually those things really help. Like if you go on a weekend retreat and you can dedicate a couple of days to the meditation practice, you can actually see that you're finding that happiness in the meditation, which keeps you on the cushion for longer periods of time. Yeah.
And what about being uncomfortable in your own skin? Like, I find it difficult to be alone meditating by myself. Just to make the sense of aloneness.
You don't get used to it?
No.
So it's sort of like, yeah, it's like an anxiety kind of. Yeah. Does it get any better? Like, does it kind of disappear? Does you get used to it and things become easier?
I think it depends on what's going on for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
depends on what's going on in my life at the time. Sometimes I'll need that space.
Yeah.
But mostly I'm not great at being alone.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. It's like sometimes we have to understand ourselves. And like we understand who we are as a human being, what our makeup is, and then on the other side we have like the meditation that we want to develop and focus on, and so we have to kind of work with our character. And you know, there are times where you kind of know that it's not time for me to sit down because of the certain things that I'm feeling, whether it's you don't want to feel alone, or you're a bit scared, or whatever. When those things are strong, you know, sometimes they are not very helpful. And yeah, maybe it's not a good time to sit, but they're not always there. And sometimes you may go back to your meditation practice, and those fears and the anxiety is not really there. So you just make use of that opportunity. Yeah, and then you're feeling good about yourself, so just meditate then. And that's what's what happening with myself recently with the sloth and torpor, just being quite sleepy when I'm meditating. And like it's just a very heavy workload for me, I think. And I would sit and I just go to sleep, you know. And I never used to sleep before in my meditation, and it's just these last couple of years that I can feel it a bit more. And yeah, sometimes, you know, like I know for myself, when I'm feeling sleepy, either I'll just like fall asleep in my meditation and just allow that to be and just be comfortable with it, or I'll just get up and just do something else and just wait for my mind to kind of wake up. Yeah, wake up. And once it's awake, once it's feeling kind of comfortable, and it's ready to meditate, that's when I meditate. Yeah. And it's sort of the same with you working with what you're working with and just trying to figure out a good time for you to sit. Yeah. Yeah. Any more comments? Yes?
As a group, meditation.
Yes.
Being energetic beings with magnetic torn pranic fields.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's benefit in a group setting where it's almost like more logs on the fire, creating an energetic place for you to be able to relax more in?
Anything new and different is always going to create that kind of fresh energy. And I think coming together as a group, because there's other people around, then the energy may be a little bit more heightened. So when we're sitting, we're feeling a little bit more energetic. We're not as sleepy as we can be if we're meditating at home. And that kind of energy kind of helps the group move along in the meditation practice. But this is something that we just do once a week. But if you were to do it every day, like in a monastic setting, you wake up in the morning, you do the morning sits, afternoon sits, evening sits. I think after a while, that kind of group energy, it wears out, and you're just sitting by yourself with your individual energy. Yeah. So yeah, you know, these things kind of normalize over time. If we were to sit like this every day, we'll get into our normal space of energy and then things like that. Yeah. You know, aren't you? I never lived in a monastery. I never partook in a monastery setting where they did group sits. I went to a monastery where they had it, but I didn't have to do it. Yeah. So I can't really talk from experience, but all I can say is some people they find it beneficial, and some people they rather meditate by themselves. Yeah, so it's really up to the individual. Yeah.
how often and how long you meditate every day?
Oh, it just really depends. Yeah. If I'm really busy, I don't get that much time to meditate. Just do some in the morning and some in the evening. And then, because the afternoon, in the mornings you get a bit of time. Like we have breakfast, and then between breakfast and the meal time, I get time to sit. So it's an hour, hour and a half. And then I work in the afternoon. We finish work at about 7. But then by that time, the mind is a bit tired, so it's a bit sleepy. But you still try to sit. You sit for an hour and a half or so. And this is like during the busy times of the year. But during the times of retreat, we get a lot of time. We don't do as much work. So we have the afternoons as well. So this afternoon, I didn't really do much. So I spent the time meditating. Yeah, so you have morning, afternoon, evening to meditate, do nothing, and put on weight. Because that's what you do when you don't do anything, you just put on weight. Yeah.
Why you meditate? Is it quiet or it's guided?
I think I encourage people, it's always good to kind of get guided meditation, but then after a while you don't need it. Yeah, you don't need the guided meditation. You think about the granny flat. You think about the fencing. You think about this and that. Sometimes you need a plan. Yeah. And then you have moments of peace. And you get moments of peace. And then the energy levels of the mind. If you have dullness of the mind, that's like low energy of the mind. And then you have like a higher state of energy, which is like your mind becomes a lot more brighter. It becomes more happier. This, when we talk about the happiness of meditation, we're talking about the energy of the mind. The mind waking up through meditation. So as you're meditating, you can actually start to experience your mind kind of waking up. As you're doing the meditation practice, yeah, you have energy, you have clarity. Sometimes, when you're meditating and you're tired and dull, the mind is very hazy. And when it's hazy and it can't see clearly, that's when it just gets distracted in thoughts. It will start to think about stuff because, it's not here in the moment. But then when your mind starts to wake up, it builds more clarity, more energy. You start to see more of the present moment, and you stay in the present moment a lot more easier. Yeah. So that's what happens. This is what happens when you meditate. You think a bit, you're in the moment a bit, the mind gets more clearer, more stiller. Yeah. It's always moving around a bit, but you can see the improvements happening over time. Because there are if you do think about the meditation, there are steps of improvement that you make along the way. Yeah. And I think something simple for you to understand is the steps of improvement that you're making is like the energy of the mind. Kind of you start to see that happening. Yeah. You see yourself wake up a little bit more. It's like, can I ask you a question? So how do you guys feel your mind waking up? Or is it just, this is sometimes, right?
Well, I try to sort of set myself in meditation. I try to set a daily time zone.
Yeah.
And I basically call that self-love time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, you had the monk who has his set schedule, that helps me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because not only is it a set time, it's also a set purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I am meditating, if things start to come into my mind that aren't related to me and me relaxing and trying to find peace and calm, it's an intrusion on my self-love time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And it's not like I try to dismiss things that come through, because I I don't want to have to deal with it in that way, but I just recognise that it doesn't belong in my self-love time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it's like how I was saying, that we're just detaching. We're giving giving ourselves some time to detach from our responsibilities.
Yeah, yeah. It's so easy for family and tasks to come through when you've got that space. So, yeah, they don't belong there because it's just self-love.
And the thing with the meditation, it needs time to build up momentum. If you know what I mean. It's like coming here for half an hour, you may get a bit of a taste of what meditation is like, but if you can give it if you have like days where you can just meditate by yourself, sit quietly, just keep a chunk of the afternoon, just focus on your mind and looking inward, you can actually see like a momentum of the energies of the mind changing. Yeah. You get more chance of seeing it wake up. And you just actually feel that. My mind's waking up, kind of thing. Because as people who live out in the world, and we just force ourselves to stay awake sometimes. And with the work that we have to do, our minds are actually quite tired. Yeah. Very tired, actually. So that's one thing that meditation helps with, is to give the energies back into the mind. Okay. Any more questions, comments? No? Okay, we can finish up.